The Friday morning panel this morning, Michelle Bogue made the very clear suggestion that one blog site, we were talking about the Ashley Madison thing and the accusation from the hackers that Ashley Madison hadn't taken away personal information from people who'd paid them $19. But Michelle Bogue suggested that there is a well-known blog site which you can pay through an intermediary to never be mentioned on, as well as paying to be mentioned on or have nasty things said about your perhaps commercial or political opponents. You can actually pay this blog site not to be mentioned by the blog site. And the blog site, she confirmed that she was talking about, was Whale Oil Beef Hooked, and that is run, well, the boss, he's described as, of Whale Oil Beef Hooked is Cam Slater. And I thought rather than muck around and seek affidavits, we'd just talk to Cam Slater direct and try and sort this out. Cam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
How you going?
Oh, top of the day. It's just an awesome day. We've got dolphins right in the bay out the front here. You know, it's all magnificent.
Nice. All right. Look, what do you say? Essentially, the information we have is that people pay you or can pay you via Carrick Graham to not appear on your website. Is that on your blog? Is that true?
Well, Michelle Bogue's just a bitter old bag, really.
No, no, that wasn't my question. I didn't ask your opinion on Michelle Bogue.
The answer is categorically no. There's no. I don't receive any money from anybody to not be mentioned on the site. That's just she's got no evidence to support that. And if I was a sookie pants who was prone to conniptions and rushing off to lawyers, then she'd be in trouble. But I'm not.
You know, okay.
She just wants to have a slag at me. And that's fine. She can be that like that. She can purse her lips and roll her eyes and show her nasty side to herself. All she likes. It says more about her than it does about me.
Okay. And does Carrick Graham in any way work for you as a marketer or an intermediary?
I don't discuss anything to do with how I operate my business or
so Carrick Graham is part of your business?
But Carrick Graham's a mate of mine. We've known each other for many, many years. It goes back to when he was, even before when he was dating my sister. So, you know, we've got a long association. We're bloody good mates. And that's essentially the basis of it. But, you know, it's a little bit sanctimonious of all these media organisations to point their fingers at me when they're running native advertising, charging PR companies for putting product placement and all those sorts of things. So, you know what? I don't really care what anyone says.
Okay, but you are saying today, absolutely categorically, that you cannot pay. Well, you can obviously pay to be mentioned on your website, right? You do admit you do that, right?
I'm just like every other media organisation in the country.
Right. Okay, but you don't disclose it always that you're paying that. But you're saying you do not, like, run a protection racket where it's, I will not be nasty to you on Whale Oil if you pay me some money every month.
That would be, if I was a person who was a sookie pants and ran off to lawyers, that would be a highly defamatory comment. But I'm not like that. You know, these are the slings and arrows.
So that's a no. I just want to check. So that's a
absolutely
no.
Absolutely, it's a no. You can't pay me to shut up.
All right, Cam. I accept that you have answered the call. You've picked up the phone and you've answered the one question I wanted to put to you, and you've answered it in the negative. And
correct.
I would hate to besmirch your reputation further by paying this any more attention, this scurrilous accusation.
Well, you know, Michelle will hurl these things out there. That's her business. She just looks like she's incredibly focused and still living in the battles of the 90s.
All right. Thank you. That is Cam Slater from Whale Oil Beef Hooked. He says, no, you cannot pay me for me not to be mean to you. I don't blackmail people on the interweb. All right. As it stands, we have addressed the issue that was raised less than a half hour ago. We have given the accused party the right of reply. He's accepted that right of reply. He has stated his position. Until further information comes to hand, I don't think anything more needs to be said.